Two conservation groups filed a lawsuit this morning with the State Court of Appeals seeking to stop the fall wolf hunt in Minnesota. Joining us now is Colette Adkins-Geezy. She's an attorney with the Center for Biological Diversity, and she's based in Minneapolis. Thank you for being with us today, Colette.
Thanks for having me.
The Center for Biological Diversity is one of the groups filing this lawsuit. Can you tell us what the basis of the lawsuit is?
Well, today the Center for Biological Diversity and Howling for Wolves filed a lawsuit challenging the DNR's failure to provide the public an opportunity to comment on the rules that open wolf hunting and trapping.
What was the problem with that process?
Well, instead of providing formal notice in the state register and accepting written comments as state law requires, the DNR, really in its rush to try to get the season opened up for this fall, just invented the process, this ad hoc online survey. And that really, there's nothing in state law that says that the DNR can use an online survey to substitute for full notice and comment rulemaking. And people, especially with an issue like this that's created such controversy, and it's a public natural resource, the DNR should have been carefully following the law to ensure that people really had a chance to voice their opinions.
Why do you think there was such a rush to open up the sport hunting and trapping season on wolves?
Well, the DNR has promoted the hunting and trapping season as a way to control wolves that depredate on livestock, to try to reduce conflicts between wolves and livestock producers. But really, it's been very frustrating to see the DNR take that position because there really is no basis for it. Hunting probably will increase conflicts with livestock producers because it will disrupt packs. It will create more lone wolves that are desperate and more apt to take the easy catch of domestic animals rather than hunting as a pack to take down deer.
Were problem wolves, wolves that were predating on livestock, were they being dealt with prior to this?
Even when wolves were federally protected under the Endangered Species Act, wolves could be killed in response to losses of livestock. And then this January, when wolf management transferred from a federal responsibility to the responsibility of the state, a whole other set of opportunities to kill wolves became legal. Now landowners across the state can kill wolves to protect livestock. Part of the reason why we're opposed to this hunt is that it's just too soon. We don't know how the wolf population is going to respond to all this increased killing that's occurring now that the wolf is no longer federally protected.
Can you talk a little bit about the 2001 wolf management plan that was approved by the state?
That's right. In 2001, the DNR approved a wolf management plan that promised that hunting and trapping of wolves would not occur until 5 years after their removal from the federal list of protected species. Now, that wolf management plan came through a public roundtable process where stakeholder groups, livestock producers, hunting organizations, conservation organizations, animal welfare groups all got together and worked with scientists to come up with a plan to manage wolves. And that 5-year moratorium on hunting and trapping was a central feature of that plan. Now, this year, the Minnesota legislature authorized the DNR to open hunting and trapping, and in that way, they lifted that 5-year moratorium, but didn't require the DNR to go forward with a season this fall. And that's what we're asking, is that the DNR stick to its promise of waiting 5 years to gather additional data on wolf population before going forward with hunting and trapping. And in any case, they must take the opinions of the public into account and offer a full public comment period.
Can you talk a little bit about the public comment that was gathered?
Well, the online survey that the DNR opened, well, to begin with, the vast majority of survey respondents opposed the hunt. Approximately 80% of the 27,351 responses, only about 1,500 people supported the wolf season. But in any event, this online survey really was an inadequate way to involve the public in this important decision. It was an anonymous online survey. There was no, the DNR said they would not accept written comments from the public. Now, our organization has members. Members actually up north of Grand Marais in remote areas in the heart of Wolf Country, but don't have access to the internet. They couldn't easily participate in that online survey, and were frustrated that the DNR marginalized the public by not offering a formal written comment period, as the state law requires.
I want to remind our listeners that we're talking to Colette Adkins-Geezy. She's an attorney with the Center for Biological Diversity. She's based in Minneapolis. The center filed a lawsuit this morning asking the State Court of Appeals to stop the fall wolf hunt and trapping season in Minnesota. Is there anything that you'd like to add, Colette?
You know, wolves, a lot of people feel strongly about wolves. You know, some people think that the only good wolf is the dead wolf, and other people think that wolves shouldn't be killed under any circumstances. But it's important to recognize that it is a controversial subject, and the DNR shouldn't have rushed to open the seasons this fall. They should have followed the law carefully to ensure that their decision-making was fully informed and that the public really had a chance to voice their opinions and to feel heard. I mean, wolves are intelligent, beautiful, social animals, and the decision to open a recreational hunting and trapping season shouldn't be taken lightly. They just came off the list of endangered species this January. There's no need to start a season this fall, especially when Minnesota's Wolf Management Plan says it shouldn't happen for another 5 years.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Colette. And hopefully we'll speak with you again once this advances through the courts.
Well, I appreciate your interest. Thank you.